97.1.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everyone, welcome into the program. You know, I'm glad that you are with us today. My name is Barbara and this is Tuesday Speak Up. And today I get to introduce you to Ben Gianetta, a local realtor, and he's going to help us understand the real estate market trends, availability, and issues right here in North Idaho. Wherever you are in the housing market experience, just getting started, owner, renter, or you just want to be in the know, this is information that you can use. So remember also, if you miss a part of the program, you can catch the entire program, the recording, at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Okay, our first break is coming right now, so stay with us.
Lenake Realty has a commercial property listing with a new price reduction down to $799,900. 350 feet of frontage on Highway 95 in Sagal. 3.28 acres and an approved ITD encroachment permit. Business ready with a manufactured home, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, a small outbuilding, a barn, and a 40 by 40 shop. 1 Sagal water hookup included. Southern exposure and views of Baldy Mountain. See the professionals at Lenake Realty. LenakeRealty.com.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonners Ferry.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Every success you've had began with a great opportunity. Now there's another one. Last 8 year, University of Maryland Global Campus awarded over $21 million in scholarships to qualified students, including community college students, service members, veterans, and working adults. Now is the time to move your career forward with an online and accredited skills-based education. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
The Jeep brand has always stood for American freedom. And now we're standing with you with Employee Pricing Plus. Hurry into your Jeep brand dealer for details today and join the family. Jeep, there's only one. Offer valid on select 2024 and 2025 Jeep brand vehicles for non-FCA employees and retirees. $200 admin fee applies. Not all buyers will qualify. Restrictions apply. Does not apply to leases. Ends 6/30/25. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey everyone, welcome back in. Say hello and welcome to Ben Gianetta. He's a realtor right here in Sandpoint covering North Idaho. Ben, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, no, I'm honored and blessed to be here, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, let's begin with you introducing yourself to our audience so they can get to know you a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm not originally from the Sandpoint area. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. And in 2018, in the wintertime, we moved up here and We love it. We have no regrets of coming up here. Love the community.
Yeah. And that's you and your wife. Do you have kids?
We have four kids. We're super active in the community, especially when it comes to 4-H. And we just wrapped up Horse Week, and they keep us busy.
I am telling you, I have to say this, Ben, I love 4-H. I have done, over the years, two, three programs with 4-H kids, representatives. They are the most self-confident, the most articulate. They are so comfortable coming in here and talking at 13, 14, 15 years old. It's amazing. And that 4-H is what does it.
100%. And, you know, we have a bunch of animals on the farm. And one year, our animals just kept getting out. I was busy working at the house. The kids come in. The pigs got out again. And I said, well, you just have to deal with it. And sure enough, they went out there. They got the pigs back in. They fixed the fence. And they did that all by themselves at like 10 years age. And it was just amazing to like see them problem solve. So yeah, we're huge fans of 4-H.
I love families that can operate that way. All right, congratulations on that. Let our audience know, we're going to repeat this kind of in the program, but how can people get in touch with you? As they listen to you, they may have questions of their own I don't get to. How can they get in touch?
Yeah, so I own Elite Realty Partners by Real Broker. We have an office right downtown. My phone number is 208-400-6162, and we're super easy to find on Google. If you just type in Elite Realty Partners Sandpoint, you're going to find us.
All right. That sounds great. 208-400-6162, and you can get straight through to Ben. All right. Let's begin with supply and demand, and let's begin with our local market, and you can compare it to if it's different, like in Boundary or Coeur d'Alene. What's going on with supply and demand?
Yeah, so I wish I could show you the graph of what I'm looking at, but basically what we have here, summer of 2014, inventory kind of hit its peak and it started to fall. And when you look at all the counties for Bonner, Boundary, and Kootenai, they all were doing the same thing. Year over year, the new inventory for that year was setting lower highs, meaning inventory was going down. And once we got really into the thick of COVID, that's when it started to plummet. We had about 2 years, 2.5 years where inventory really dried up because we had so much demand. And in that 2020 timeframe, the demand just hasn't let up. So we're starting to get more inventory in the last couple of years.
All right. Now, the inventory, so the supply has been down, 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 and especially crashed in COVID, because I understand, Ben, correct me, there were people buying sight unseen. They were just picking up the phone, I want this. They looked at some pictures, and they said, I want to buy that.
Yeah. We saw that all the time, releasing inspections, not even doing a home inspection. And we had a running joke in the real estate world of give up your first kid to make the deal happen. It was just, yeah, it was crazy times. And that really did dry up our inventory. Now we're starting to see some relief. We're starting to see more houses hit the market.
So another reason maybe that demand, or rather supply, is less is that people, as they saw prices go up because of demand, they decided they might wait for the market. They thought, you know, this is like, what am I going to buy? If I sell mine for $1 million, what can I buy that I want? So people started appreciating what they already had. Is that true?
Yeah, I think to some extent it was, where am I going to buy? And it's kind of a cheesy cliche, but you know, one thing that I like to point out when I talk to my clients, it's not timing the market, because if you're going to sell when the market is going up high, of course you're going to buy when it's more expensive. It's tomato, tomato. So it's not really timing the market. It's just time in the market. Okay. So the people that are buying pre-COVID and now they're starting to sell, they're going to have a great return.
Yeah.
Where if you bought 2 years ago and you're trying to sell right now, your profit margin or your equity is not going to be as grand.
Exactly. So, yes, that does guide our thinking, but I'm thinking as an owner, and I've owned real estate on my own and sold, and of course then as a family, But I've always thought the timing that's the most important is my timing.
Yes.
What am I doing? Do I need to sell, or I mean, I want to relocate, or what's going on here in my life?
I 100% agree. It's when is the perfect time for you to buy or sell? Who cares about what the market is doing? Well, not who cares, but
exactly.
That should be a smaller portion of the pie in your decision making.
Yeah.
If you have to move, like I have some clients, they have to get back east.
Yeah, jobs, family.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, that's, and I think it's good for people to remember that. It's kind of like playing the stock market a little bit. You can get into the weeds to try to be prophetic.
Yeah.
And just kind of look at your investment and your portfolio and what you think you need to be doing, or what your help. Your financial guy helps you.
Yeah.
All right. So supply and demand, let's break it down just a little bit. Single family housing.
So overall, I want to break it down a little bit more finite than that.
Okay.
So, and I didn't want to get too far into the weeds because I can really geek out about this stuff. So what I did is I broke it down into two different categories for us today.
Okay.
So basically your first time home buyers to your maybe step up buyers. So I'm talking 350 to 800, 850,000 in that single family range. We're still seeing a neutral market, but once you start...
What's neutral mean, a neutral market?
Great, great question. I love this question. So month supply, if you have 0 to 3 months of housing supply, that is a seller's market. So in 3 months, if no new inventory comes out, all the houses are going to be gone.
Okay.
From 3 months to 6 months, that's what's a neutral market. 6+ months is going to be a buyer's market.
Okay.
So in that $350,000 to $800,000, $850,000 range, we're still in a, we bounce back between what season it is. Is it a, we're in a neutral market, we go into a buyer's market. So seasonal changes obviously dictates that. But once you cross into that $1 million threshold, $1 million to $1,500,000, that market, we're seeing a really strong buyer's market, more days on market, and that's not good for the sellers.
Okay. So if you're a high-end buyer, you're coming in at $1 million and over. As a buyer, it's your market.
Yes.
You have better choices and better probably negotiation.
100%, yes.
And hopefully it will hold that value.
Yeah.
In the next, I don't know, 2 years or 3 years. All right. So the other thing that we were talking about before in the air, because I asked you about rental properties. So clarify, as a realtor, what's your relationship to rental properties?
I make great relationships with property managers. It's not really common in Sandpoint and Bonner County for realtors to get into that market. There are a couple... realtors that do play a little bit of that segment, but for the most part, it's going to be your property managers. You can certainly call us, but all we're going to do, most of us are just going to refer you to a great property manager.
Exactly. So that's not your area of, I don't want to say not expertise, but it's just you don't manage it, you don't handle it.
Yeah, it's outside my lane a little bit. I'm not the perfect person to start asking about rental prices and things of that nature.
I want to go back to what I'm calling entry-level pricing. I don't know if that's the right term, but brand new, younger couples, maybe without kids yet, they want to get into the real estate market. What can they expect for a price and for what they can get for that price?
I suspect they're going to be paying probably closer to $400,000. Anything below that, it's probably going to take significant work, and it might be a real challenge with that getting through FHA. And most first-time home buyers, entry level, they're going to need that program to get their foot into the door. So I suspect right around that $400,000, $450,000 mark. And it's really important to get in touch with somebody like me, a real estate professional, have a conversation, game plan, get their ducks in a row. It can happen. I've had plenty of locals getting them into houses when they didn't think that they could.
You know, Ben, I think that is really, really good advice, because too many people kind of sit over here and they look at the ads and go, I can't afford $400,000. We can't do that. And they talk themselves out of it rather than, I mean, if you're sick, go to your doctor, go to a real estate agent and say, this is what we want. And maybe they're going to have to do some financial work or financial saving and 6 months or even 12 months, but they will be able to get into the market if they're working with a real estate agent.
One of my favorite stories, it was 2 years ago. She's a local, she's a nurse, family, fantastic person, reached out to me. It's like, Ben, I can't afford, I can maybe do $350,000. We sit down, we talk, I get her connected with the best lender that North Idaho has, and we game plan.
I want that name. No,
I'll give you the name. He's awesome. But we sat down and we game planned. We went over their situation because everyone's situation is different, right? And then she realized that she was in a lot better position to buy than what she ever thought. And that's the thing, is getting over your own fear. Like, don't make the decision without having all the information. Like, sit down with a realtor and a lender and start game planning and see where you are on the map.
And what you have to do to get to where you need to be, because there is a pathway.
Because in that discussion, if you're not able to buy right now, here are the steps to get you in that direction, because owning real estate is the number one way to gain wealth in this country.
It's true. And so you don't talk yourself out of it without consulting. Now, I know this is going to be a tough one, so I'm just going to ask, generally speaking, if kind of that entry-level pricing is at $400,000, what kind of an income do you need to have, pretty much either single or you and your wife together, for that bank to take a look at you?
So I'll be honest, we're getting a little bit out of my lane. But what I will say, this is where that lender comes into play, because there's so many factors. There's credit scores, assets, debt. Like, that's my license doesn't do that. That's why we have great lenders.
I'm so glad you said that, because we don't think in terms of debt. Somebody like maybe this nurse comes in with no debt, you know, or they come in, they've got a lot of debt, they need to get some of that paid down, and then they can begin to get into a position. I think that's really good for people to know, to think about.
And here's something about debt. We did the Dave Ramsey thing. My wife and I were debt-free.
Dave Ramsey.
Love him too. But what I didn't think about when we went to get a loan to build our house, we didn't have any debt, no credit. So what I will say, if you are going to be responsible, still have a credit card, go get a Starbucks, pay it off, and just keep that open. You want some sort of credit. The bank wants to see, it's backwards thinking, they want to see some sort of debt, if you will. Just be responsible and pay it off.
What they want to see is a couple of credit cards that you pay off every month.
Yes.
They want to see you get a washer and a dryer at not Lowe's,
Home Depot.
Home Depot, thank you. And you pay that off in 3 months. You use the Home Depot card, 0% interest, boom, 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 pay it off.
Yes.
They love that, because then they see you are faithful and true.
And here's another tip. And if you have a credit card, if you were like super young, you got a credit card and it just sits there, don't cancel it.
Leave it open. Yes.
Just if they send you a new one, rip it up and throw it away. But banks love established credit cards.
Right. From years ago.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Good advice. That's really good advice. And I appreciate going out of your lane a little bit in the financing. But really, like we were saying earlier, don't talk yourself out of it, whatever your financial situation or whatever you think the market is. All right. So I have a question before we go on that next break, is what's hot in the market right now? What is selling? I mean, what kind of configuration is selling?
Well, it's that entry level to my first time stepping up in that home. That market's still moving. The days on market is about 90, just a little. Oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's about 78 days.
Wow.
So that market is still moving fairly well, as long as that homeowner is not being too ambitious with their price.
Right.
So we're seeing, that's what we're seeing that's moving, because.
That's a buyer's market.
It's a neutral market.
A neutral, okay.
You can still ask for concessions. You can still ask off that asking price. And the reason why that market is still moving is because people that have more money, they're selling, they're upgrading, they're, you know, have amazing jobs. They don't want to pull their funds from the stock market or whatever investments they have and put it into real estate for their second house or to upgrade to a grander house, because they don't need to at this time.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense for them to move their money. So that part of the market is sitting out, and it allows the first-time entry people to come in without the competition to ask for concessions, ask for price, a purchase price off the listing price.
All right. So people that really are entry level, as we 400,000 entry level, but maybe first time home buyers, this is a good opportunity. This is a good time for them to really consult and see what they can do.
Absolutely. Because again, there's such a big part of the market that's sitting on the sidelines because it doesn't make sense for them to move their money from different assets.
Exactly.
So there's no competition.
Yeah.
And yes, I know the rates, they suck right now, but
what are the rates going for? Typical?
About 7% right now.
Okay, yeah.
Everything indicates that they're going to come down. But here's the thing about rates and a purchase price. Rates, they constantly go up and down. You look at what rates do over the last 100 years, and they're constantly up and down. They're 20%, they're down to 3%. They're all over the place. Historically, they're about, I think it's 5.5%, maybe 6%. So we're not too much above what the historic average is. But you look at the price of a house and you zoom out for 100 years, it's always up and to the right. It always climbs.
Always goes, yeah.
So I want to buy something now where I can get a better deal on concessions. Interest rate sucks. I can afford it. I'll just not eat out as much. But that rate's going to change. I don't know in this current market when that's going to happen. But it's going to happen.
Plus, you can always refinance.
And then
that's
you refinance.
Not, you know, that needs to be carefully looked at, but it is doable. All right, we are up against our next break. We're going to take it right now.
Did you know Pro-X Home Decor Center in Bonner's Ferry is a certified dealer in Popular General Electric and Samsung appliances? No need to ship online or fight the crowds in a big box store. Come have a cup of coffee with us and see what we have to offer in our quiet and spacious showroom. You can also shop other national brands like Maytag, Amana, Igloo, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Crosley, Conservator, and Forno appliances. All in stock and at competitive prices. Come see us today at Pro-X Home Decor Center.
Do you want to experience pain relief, improved mobility, and an enhanced quality of life? Our team at Bonner General Orthopedics is dedicated to providing personalized care tailored to your unique needs. We offer total hip, knee, shoulder, and reverse shoulder replacements. Everything can happen right here in Sandpoint, from appointments and surgery to follow-up and rehabilitation. Get your stride back with Bonner General Orthopedics. Call 208-263-8597 or visit bonnergeneral.org.
Healthy plants for happy gardeners are grown with love and care at the Flower Farm. The Flower Farm is winding down after a great season, but still there are many fabulous plants available. Check out the clearance sale. Take 30% off everything this Thursday, 40% on Friday, and Saturday, take 50% off. The Flower Farm on Selly Road, just north of Sandpoint. Open 9 to 5. Check them out at sandpointflowerfarm.com.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Lenny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
You're everybody. Welcome back in. I hope that you're enjoying the program with Ben Gianetta. He is a local real estate office here in Sandpoint serving the North Idaho communities and just has a ton of information for us. You know, Ben, the thing I liked the most about that first segment was about how entry-level or new homeowners need to be encouraged and not be put off by these higher prices they're seeing to consult with you or one of your colleagues and understand they can get into this market. I like that.
Yeah, it's so true. And I want you to take down the fence, because if you reach out to us, you reach out to a lender, we're not going to sit there and hound you and force you to do something. It just starts with a good conversation to see where you are on the road buying map and plotting that course to getting your home if that's what you want. Because how can you get to your destination if you don't know where you are on the map?
So if that first level that we've talked about, the 400,000 and up a little bit to 800,000 is what's selling, what's not selling?
It's really that luxury market. It's a lot slower. Again, you have people in that realm of wealth where it doesn't make sense for them to buy because their money is doing well in other markets, other fashions of investment. And then you have sellers that, well, I don't have to sell, so I'm going to be ambitious with my price. I'm not going to come off of it. I just want to see if there's a fool that's going to pay it.
Yeah.
So we see that market slow. Condos, unfortunately, right now they're really slow. Like the month supply that we talked about that earlier, mm-hmm. The month supply is like 12 and a half.
Why are condos slow? What's going on? It's just not meeting the need that people want.
What I've seen in COVID, we had a ton of people that just wanted to invest in Sandpoint. Sandpoint was discovered, as we all know. A bunch of investors came out. I'm going to Airbnb, VRBO, do all this stuff. And as that market has started to dry up and be harder, people are pulling out and they just don't want to be in that field anymore. So now we just get all these condos that are on the market. There's a ton to pick from. And a lot of them are being ambitious with their prices.
Okay. So if they came down a little bit with their pricing, they could move. I would think there would be in a resort town like this, with not everyone wanting to be here in the wintertime, so to speak, that there would be a market for condos, that's a wonderful way to enjoy this community, but not get over-invested in real estate if you've got real estate in, you know, Arizona or New Mexico.
Yeah, it'll pick up again. It's just the market got flooded with a ton of options.
Yeah.
And again, you get the people that can't afford condos as their secondary, as their investment. It doesn't make sense for them to pull their money and put it and invest it into real estate right now. So when you have those two factors where you get a ton of inventory, but that segment of the market is not investing into real estate, that's why we see this spike of inventory and month supply just start to build up.
Yeah. I just think condos are a great answer. You know, we have an older population moving in and living here, or empty nesters. But anyway, so what about rural versus in town? Are people still wanting to get out in the woods, way out in the woods, or a little way out in the woods?
I would say it's pretty split on way out and a little bit out. But I would say that if I had to pick like which is there more of, it's a little bit out, especially from the people coming from California, Washington, and those states. They want a little bit of elbow room, but they don't want to be so far out, like up Rapid Lightning or somewhere that far. You know, Selly Valley, Renko, like that's, we're seeing right. Those pockets be really popular right
relative
now.
Relative access to town,
yep.
but not maybe in town. Of course, for me, I bought, after so many years living in Hope, I bought in town, but that was a different season of my life, a different situation. So it's all really, as we talked before, it's what meets your needs. It's where you are in your life, and let that drive. Don't worry about other people buying or not buying condos. It sounds like you could make a killer deal on condos right now. Buy a condo.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, get started that way.
There's some great condos in Ponderay right now. I mean, with Pondere talking about development of the water park.
Yes.
The condo is right next to, it's on Cornelian, right next to the Hoot Owl. I'm sure you've seen it.
Yes.
I mean, they're going to have basically direct access to that water park. You have Field of Dreams right there. Yeah. And those things are listed right now at $339. Like, that's a great deal.
That is a great deal, especially if you don't have kids yet. I don't know. It's just a great, even if you're single and not married.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way to get into the market and actually have, and I know what I would ask you if I were considering buying a condo. Is, are condos holding their value the way single family homes always go up? They're always, you know, condos, do they lose?
Nope. We're still seeing. Now, what you're going to argue, maybe a listener will argue with me about, is like, well, of course it's coming down. See all the price cuts. Okay, well, that's just an ambitious seller asking for a bunch of money. They have to come down to earth. But if you look at the year-over-year appreciation,
yeah,
it's still appreciating. It's still making money. It's just, it's not, you know, they were expecting a 20-30% increase, which
more
is
reasonable.
Now we're more reasonable. We're at that 4%.
Okay. So I think we've talked a little bit, apart from being not too far out of town, but, you know, with access to town, what else are buyers looking for? What's on their, you know, if we don't have this, it's going to kill the deal.
Well, they're going to want some space. They want some good yard. They want some privacy. They want some room to do a garden, have some chickens. Every now and then, it's like they get ambitious, and that's the word of the day today is ambitious, apparently.
Some of them may regret it, but it's all good.
And, you know, maybe they want a sheep or some goats, some small farm animals, but mainly it's they want space, some elbow room, privacy, maybe garden, some chickens. That's what we're really seeing popular right now, especially with those egg prices. We have eggs or chickens, so we didn't see that price hike, but, yeah, those two things are kind of the big thing.
Okay. Is there anything in particular that will, I have a lot of questions in this area. What, you know, like first impression that is totally positive or what they, you know, it's just a total turnoff. They see something and they're like, no, they haven't even gone in the front door. They just got to the living room and it's like, no.
Something that is just completely cluttered and dark, like you.
Oh yeah, light.
Light is so important, and something that nobody can control, but the train tracks.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people don't realize that we're a busy train town. And I just met some people yesterday, and the train track was a 100 yards away, and like that's a deal killer. It's like, yeah. Oh. I guess go down to Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, exactly. Or how frequent they are, or where are you're not always out on the patio to hear it. You might be inside,
correct? Yeah,
soundproofing, or you might be off on a walk in the woods. You know, you'll not hear it.
Yep.
Anyway, okay. So they're looking for space and they're looking for light, just what we all love when we walk into someone's home.
Yes.
And it's kind of clean and not cluttered and the light is flowing in.
Yep. And, you know, obviously a floor plan that just kind of makes sense. Everyone is a little bit different in their life stage and how they're going to use the house. So floor plan is huge. But that's really tailored to the individual. So sometimes you just walk in and I'll love it. It's like, man, I like walking in and it's open, mm-hmm. but you're like, well, no, like I want to have a foyer and have, you know, mm-hmm. you know, the house broken up a little bit. So, you know, floor plan definitely plays a big part into what attracts a buyer to a house.
There are two things that come to mind when I think about what may turn someone on or turn them off. The first one is, what improvements could someone out there who's thinking about selling make that will pay off? This is going to pay in the bank.
I love this question. So if you're a seller, paint. Like if it's been a while, paint. It is not that expensive. Anyone can do it. I can paint. And so I know anyone can because I don't have the patience for it, but it's again, it's not that expensive and just a fresh coat. It freshens everything up.
Lightens everything up.
And talking about that, like something neutral, like when you decide to sell your house, you want to appeal to as many people as possible. So if you pick something that's really specific to you, that's not going to appeal to as many people. And we want as many eyeballs as possible. So something neutral, not a stark white, but maybe a little bit of an off-white, grays kind of going out. So I would try and stay away from the grays and pick something a little bit more natural earth tone, a really light beige. We're seeing that being very popular right now. So that's the single most important thing that you could do is just paint.
Yeah. What about, like, I've always heard that if you, I don't know if the right word is renovate, because that's a lot of money, but update your kitchen and or your master bath, it pays off. This is what, you know, this is where mom and dad, that's where they're looking.
It certainly can. It depends on the size of your kitchen and what are the finishes that you're going to go with. Mm-hmm. What I would actually put second right behind painting is flooring.
There's flooring. All right.
If you have 10 different floorings throughout the house, that's going to be a huge turnoff.
Yes.
So, and flooring, depending on what product you go with, is not too bad. So if it was me, I would go paint, flooring, and then I would hit the kitchen and then the master bathroom.
You know what? I really think that's good advice. This consistency in flooring. You go from room to room. The carpet is different.
Yep.
You know, some's got the hardwood or even the fake hardwood, mm-hmm. which in today's market, a lot of it is very upgraded, very attractive, very resilient. Maybe exactly what you need with the kids and the dog.
Yeah.
But to have it all, it like breaks everything up, doesn't it, Ben? It's just like, it's distracting.
It's distracting. It feels, I hate to say it, cheap and just kind of hodgepodge
cut
together.
And paste. Yeah. Yeah. So get that flooring to be just
consistent.
Even if it's all the same and you think, well, that's boring. No.
No.
They can put down rugs. They can do something.
Exactly.
I love it. All right. I can't believe we're up against a break. This is the last one. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
July 24th through August 3rd, don't miss the festival at Sandpoint's 2025 Summer Concert Series featuring Brothers Osborne, Sierra Farrell, Kansas, Third Eye Blind, and more. Don't wait, tickets are selling fast. Get yours today at festivalatsandpoint.com. Festivalatsandpoint.com.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope. Open Wednesday through Monday, noon to 8. Close Tuesdays. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Ponderay. Pearlsonthelake.com to reserve your table today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? We got parts. Product availability? Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select brake pads for $10 more, or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Chuck McDowell here again. Over the years, I've seen way too many timeshare exit companies pop up, take folks' money, and disappear. I just saw an ad from an exit company started by a couple of bozos that used to work for me. My advice, don't hire bozos I fire. Want out of your timeshare? I'll send you our free timeshare exit info kit explaining your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free kit. 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
I'm so glad you're with us today because we've got it going on about the real estate market right here locally, kind of North Idaho. A lot of these trends are the same for Coeur d'Alene and Boundary County as they are for Bonner County. And here to give us all this really good information is Ben Gianetta. He's a realtor right here in Sandpoint. And Ben, tell our audience again how they can get in touch with you, because, you know, I've asked a lot of questions, but there's a lot more information available.
Yeah, definitely. So you can just Google Elite Realty Partners, Sandpoint, you're going to find us. Phone number is 208-400-6162.
All right. So Elite Realty Partners, just Google it and or remember the number 208. It's easy, 400-6162. All right. We've been talking about neutral colors, paint, get all the flooring to be consistent. What about staging? How important is that?
Super important. I'm glad that you asked. It's a lot of people think it's expensive. And it's really not. And the stager that we work with, they actually do a payment at closing. So that just kind of helps with that cost. And what the staging does, it helps depersonalize the house. It helps just put the house in the best light that it can be in, especially if the house is empty, because we do get people who are local. They're moving out of town for a job or family or whatever it is, and they're leaving. They're leaving the house vacant. And when a buyer shows up, they can't envision the space, how to use it.
And the best way to use it that stager knows about.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So they come in, they show the vision of what the house could be. And what it also does, what a recent client of mine said, Ben, I'm totally on board with staging because if they're going to love this house, and now they have a place to sit down and discuss it.
Yes.
And he's right. You
yes.
do. It's yeah. going to keep them in that house longer.
Yes. Out on the patio, just a couple of well-placed chairs without
yes.
all the kids' equipment or,
yep.
you know, doggy stuff or whatever. So it's that uncluttered. You talked about uncluttered that we can do ourselves, but that's what the stager helps with, is to get all the personal memorabilia,
yes.
to not make it feel like you're all closed in or invading somebody else's space. You want to see your
exactly.
pictures
they
there.
They don't care about my life or your life and how we live and our photos of where we're vacationing. They want to see themselves there. So it's just about making the space more inviting, more open, depersonalize, and bring some neutral stuff in. So that way they can start seeing, oh, yeah, we can live here. I'm a Broncos fan. If I have a Bronco thing, I don't want to buy the house because he's a Broncos fan.
They don't want, yeah, exactly. You said that it's reasonable and the payments at closing, which is super, super convenient. I mean, you are going to pay, but you don't have to come up with the cash right then. More or less, what does it cost?
So we just did a house on Forest Avenue, and it was $2,500.
Okay, for
The entire house.
Okay, for
every
like
room.
A 2,000 to 3,000 foot home? Or
it was, 1,800 square feet.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, that makes sense. And it is going to be worth it.
Well, we got 10 showings in 4 days, and we had 3 cash offers.
Awesome.
And they had it listed last year without it being staged.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, yeah. That
and I'm not,
go.
What I want to tell the listeners, it's not every case where that's going to happen,
right, exactly.
but it does help.
Yeah, staging helps. It's worth it. So, this is a question I've been wanting to ask all the time together, kind of like from your heart or from, you know, what's it like to be a realtor? What kind of a job is it anyway?
Well, I love it. And the first part of my answer is going to be very selfish. I love the schedule. I have 4 kids. We talked about that. And the flexibility it allows me to spend with my family there's no other job that I can think of that allows that flexibility. So first and foremost, it's that flexibility with the family. And then outside of that, it's a lot of fun helping people. The nurse that I talked about earlier can't buy a house. Well, yeah, you can. Just come and talk to me. Getting them into their first house ever in the town that they grew up with. that's awesome. I love helping people in that situation. And then if you look at the listing side of it, I'm not an artist. You don't want me painting you a picture, but I love marketing. I get creative. And when I get a house, like, that's my time to shine as an artist and put your house on display. So it allows creativity, connecting with people, helping people achieve their goals. And then the most important thing is family.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the photographs make all the difference, because often the first thing we see as a buyer are the photographs.
Yes.
And that's what draws us in a little bit or a lot. And we say, well, yeah, I guess I would like to see that house.
It's the baseline. It's the cornerstone of my marketing. And that's why I hire the best photographer. That's why I'm on site to make sure I get the angle that I want.
Yeah.
Because it is what everyone sees.
Yeah, exactly. So, so some real estate agents kind of lean into the marketing listing, and others maybe lean into the actual selling. I'm thinking you like the list. I mean, obviously you sell, but you like the marketing better. Is that fair to say? Or
I do.
Both sides?
Our market's not big enough where I can just say I'm only working with buyers, only with sellers.
Right.
But if our market was big enough, I would lean more towards the sellers. I just love marketing mm-hmm. the house and working with sellers. Not to say I don't like working with buyers, because I do.
Of course.
And I absolutely, because I, again, that one story with the nurse, I love working with people like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we talked about this before. We're going to let this be kind of the last word in a way. I agree with you. What the most important part of this conversation is, go ahead and share it with our audience again.
You need to, when you're going to buy or sell, hundreds of thousands of dollars are on the line, and it shouldn't just be, oh, on a whim, I'm going to buy and sell, and I'm just going to do it the next day. Getting a game plan together months in advance, 2 to 3 months in advance, picking out the right realtor that you're going to vibe with, that has the resources, the connections, the systems, and the process to help you in that buying and selling is the most important decision that you can make when you're going to buy or sell.
Yeah, I love it, because, you know, I'm thinking of buyers right now who are, like we said, they see average price in Bonner County is $400,000. You're a first-time buyer, you're young, you're maybe not married, you don't have dual income, whatever. Don't talk yourself out of it. Talk to Ben, talk to another real estate agent, and talk to financing. Talk to, they'll get you in touch with good financing.
And real quick on that, I would start with the realtor first, because a good realtor is going to have a team, kind of like football. I always use this analogy. My lender, think of him, I'm the quarterback. My lender is the center. You come in with your own lender. We go to hike the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that communication and chemistry. We're going to fumble it a couple times. So I would start with the realtor, because they're going to have that network. At least a good one will. They're going to get you in touch with the awesome lender that they're used to working with. They anticipate each other's moves. Now, if you don't like that lender, that's fine. You can go use whoever you want, but
sure.
I would start with the realtor and reach out to their lender.
That is totally good advice. Plus, the other thing I've picked up on this with that idea of you and your team, and again, the realtor's like the quarterback, if you will. So you really want to get along with that realtor. They need to understand your vision, what you need, where you're at. But you've got the stager. You may have the finance person. You may have painting, contractors, people that can do the very thing. You want to re-rock that fireplace. You need somebody that can at least give you an idea of where you can begin to look for who can be reliable and do a good job.
100%.
That's got to be the last word here.
Okay.
Ben, this has been such a joy to talk to you. It's very informative. I thank you for that and wish you all the best.
You
and your 4-H family.
Thank you.
And hey, everybody, I invite you all to come on back next Tuesday. Our Idaho State Treasurer will be calling us from Boise. Always really interesting issues to talk about with Julie. For example, Idaho's credit rating, unclaimed property, legislative matters that affect that office and you. So until next Tuesday, this is Barbara and saying take care of yourself and each other. Slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.